Hi, I'm Guy, and I'm drinking another Guinness.
I'm Alex, and I'm drinking a Camden Pale Ale.
It's almost time at the bar.
And this is the Last Call podcast. This week, like every week, we'll be discussing anything and everything, both pub-related and otherwise, in the signature fashion of people who have just got to the last drink of the night. So without further ado, let's dive right in.
Well, I want to start this episode off with a quick note from us. We know there are people out there who are struggling with mental health more than ever during this time, and we want to encourage people to reach out and talk.
When we started this podcast, it was a bit of an escape from lockdown, and we want people to be able to tune in and feel like they're back in the pub having a mindless conversation at the end of the night.
Exactly. So if you are struggling, you don't have to do it alone. You can reach out to your friends, you can reach out to us, or contact an organisation for help. They will understand what you are going through.
We'd like to use our platform to promote Mind at mind.org.uk and Samaritans at samaritans.org for anyone who feels like they need someone to talk to.
So let's all sit down, have a drink, and we'll get through this together. Cheers.
Cheers. And in the spirit of that, I have a question for you. If you had to pick, would you have a dartboard or a pool table in a pub if you could only have one?
I would probably go pool table. I do like playing pool. I'm not very good at it, but I do like playing pool. But I get very self-conscious because I know people are watching. And I know whoever's put that pound coin on the side is watching and judging how I'm playing pool.
Yeah, and every time you miss an easy shot, not only are they judging your pool skill, they're also getting wound up because they're waiting to use the pool table.
Yeah, when it gets down to when you're just on the black and you can't pot the black and they're just watching you going, come on, come on, come on. The reason you're not able to pot the black is because you know they're watching you. But I'd still take a pool table. It's more social, a pool table. Because you can't talk. Whenever we play darts and you try and talk to me, you always put me off.
That is a deliberate tactic. I do that deliberately when I know you're trying to hit a specific number.
If I'm trying to concentrate in pool, it's kind of not that bad. You can sort of chat, have a drink. It's fine. A dartboard, if you speak to me, I'm going to miss.
And for anyone who is trying to play darts in lockdown, we have established a virtual dart setup, which is easy enough to do. All you need is two phones with video calling capacity, and then you both need to have a regulation dartboard.
So really, really simple. Get involved.
Wow, organizing stuff in lockdown is hard.
Wow.
And fair play to everybody out there who I see is doing like group quizzes and stuff like that. I can only imagine that is a huge pain to organize. I say that as part of a family that regularly tries to do pub quiz style things in person, and that's difficult enough.
You say well done to people who've been doing virtual quizzes. Saturday mornings, I take part in a virtual pub quiz that Steph Barmer puts on. So well done, Steph. And it's quite good. It's about 40 questions, whole range of topics. It's a very good quiz. Well done, Steph.
Well done, Steph. Shout out to you.
Television. It exists. Would you like to know what I've been watching on it?
Yes, I would. What a great segue that was.
I know.
It just seamlessly took us from what we were talking about into our viewing guide. Nicely done. What have you been watching, Guy? Please tell us.
Well, today I watched the biggest disappointment on Earth, and that was Star Wars Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, wow. I can already see this is going to be a controversial topic.
I just thought it was bad. I thought it's the whole trilogy, this new trilogy, has been bang average. And this last one, there's just so much more I would have liked to have seen.
We could do three or four full episodes on the problems with Rise of Skywalker and the new trilogy. I break it down to this. The Force Awakens was all right. It was really enjoyable.
Yeah.
Then they did The Last Jedi and they let a new director take it in this whole brand new direction, and it was just overwhelmingly terrible. And they then had to undo all of this stuff that The Last Jedi had done.
Yeah.
I don't want to do any spoilers, but the movie's been out for a good long while now. It's also available on demand at the moment, so you're running out of excuses.
This whole thing, all these guys, Rey, can't remember any of the other characters.
Yeah, you know, Rey,
the film is.
Rey, etc.
Rey and co. They all act like they know what happened to Luke, Leia, Han, and they don't. They weren't there.
They know the legends, don't they? They don't know the.
Yeah,
they've heard the stories. So
I would have liked to have seen that, making Rey a Palpatine. I think that's loose.
Yeah, they were grasping at straws there.
I didn't warn people that was a spoiler. Shit. People would be angry.
Spare a thought for Mark Hamill, one of the greatest actors, voice actors, nice guys living today, who only really got a load of screen time in Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Which is the worst one. Do you remember the Casino Planet? I don't want to bring this up because I know it upsets people, but you remember the Casino Planet in Last Jedi?
Yeah.
What the hell happened? How many people greenlit that? Nobody at any point was like, what are we doing? I thought I was making Star Wars.
Oh, agreed. Agreed. So I would give Star Wars The Rise of Skywalker 2 out of 5.
I would agree with you there.
What have you been watching? Anything?
I've been watching a lot of old Hell's Kitchen. It's all on Prime, so I've been working my way through. I am on season 4 at the moment. A few episodes in. Christina's the front runner for me. I think she behaved excellently. Corey really threw her under the bus.
That's not
going
to mean anything to anyone.
If you let me finish. Corey really threw Christina under the bus early on. And when Christina had the chance to get her back, she chose the high road and she nominated Vanessa for elimination, which everyone agrees was the right call. Now, Vanessa was saved and Jason got his just desserts.
Stop talking as if people are now listening. People tuned out when we started talking about Star Wars.
Well, why don't we bring them back on track with some tales from behind the bar?
Ooh, yes. And I have had some doozies.
I've actually had loads come in. We're not going to be able to get all of these stories in, but thank you to everyone and keep sending them in.
Yeah, please. And also a huge thanks to people who've listened. I mean, we honestly didn't think we'd get any listeners. So, appreciate all of you. And yeah, exactly. Please do keep sending in your stories.
You can do that by emailing lastcallinbox@gmail.com or going to thelastcallpodcast.co.uk and hitting get involved.
Do you want to go first?
I'll start with a nice short one for you. It just says, a man once tipped me with 10 homemade jars of pickled serrano peppers. They were really good.
Can't complain.
I would take that as a tip.
Yeah. Money or any other tradable commodity, I'm all for. What would you do if someone said, look, excellent service today, Alex. I can't tip you. I haven't got any change. But I don't know. I've just baked some bread.
100%. Home.
Yeah.
I'd absolutely be in. Do you have any good tales for us, Guy?
I've got a few. I've had a few. It's from a girl called Victoria who went to my college. A new girl working on the bar, not very bright, bless her. Someone asked for half a Coke and half a lemonade. She poured them both into the same pint glass.
Oh, oh dear. Just use your brain. Even if you just, all you had to do in that situation was just clarify.
Have you ever had Coke and lemonade?
No, I haven't, but I can recommend cranberry juice and Red Bull.
Brilliant.
Shout out to the Cringe Boys from back in the day.
Oh my God.
You know who you are.
Oh no.
I mean, I've got one here from Toposen. And this one comes from Norway. They say, in Norway, it's common for youth to go out drinking on the 26th of December while wearing fine clothes, suits, dresses, and so on.
Ooh, lovely.
There was this girl dancing on the dance floor when a young man came tumbling out of the bathroom, walked up to the girl, pulled the back of her dress out, and vomited down her back.
Oh! No! No. Okay.
It says the guy got bounced, but we had a hysterical girl crying about her 5,000 knock dress. I looked it up, and that's about 600 quid.
Oh my god.
My favorite detail in that story is that he pulled the back of the dress out. It's not like he vomited on her.
That's a dick move.
Yeah, it is.
That's a dick move. If you kind of came out of the toilet, projectiled something, that's a dick move, man. Get out of here. Norway doesn't need you. Doesn't need your kind. Shout out to all my Norwegians. Have you got another one?
Yes, I have. I got one here that comes in from P.I. Staker.
P.I. Staker. Piss taker. Come on!
It says, I was working in a pub and I had a regular come up to me and said he heard some weird noises coming from a toilet cubicle and he thought it might be drug use.
I swear to God, if that old man who disappeared last week has appeared in another cubicle, I'm going teleported to lose my fucking mind.
Mr. Staker continues, I heard some odd noises coming from one of the cubicles, so I knocked on the door and asked the man to come out. He started being very rude, telling me to fuck off. So I started getting annoyed and told him he had to come out because I suspected him of drug use. Continued to swear at me and threatened to get me fired, so I decided to leave and get the manager before I kicked the door in. Later on, my manager came up to me after dealing with the situation and said, did you know that he was disabled? To which I said, well, disabled people do drugs too.
I'm not getting in that debate. I'm leaving that right where that is.
I have one here from Sal79. Great name.
Yeah.
Says, I used to bartend in a city centre bar. There was this regular hipster customer who wasn't a bad guy, but really creeped on women. Mm. Honestly, I felt bad for the guy. One week I overheard a female friend of his tell him that she and many other girls think he's creepy as all hell. At the time, I didn't know how bad he was, so I sort of felt for him. Fast forward a few months, typical Saturday, and the hipster creep is in the house getting pissed drunk. Trouble is, he met a female friend of his who's also a semi-regular and was up to creeping. Well, she complains, and after a warning or two, I tell him it's time for him to hit the road. As I'm walking him out, he is pleading to stay, and I keep telling him no. Then I swear to God, he turns around and says, can I stay if I amaze you?
Yes! Yes! Go on.
So he breaks into this magic trick where he vomits up cards.
No!
While I continue to gently yet firmly push his hipster ass out the door.
No, let him stay. As long as he doesn't get overstep the mark with his creeping.
I've ejected a lot of people, and I really feel like if someone said, can I stay if I amaze you? And then just vomited a deck of cards.
They cannot.
Then I'd at least, you know, I'd.
They can't say they weren't amazed. You can't. Yeah, you'd be like, okay, look, you're making a lot of women uncomfortable. You do have to leave, but that was incredible. Have one more drink and then you're gone.
Have you got any more?
So this comes from Steph, the host and lead quizmaster of the pub quiz that I've been taking part in, all the way from Australia. She says, g'day, mate. How you going? I'm Australian and I love koala bears. And then...
what was that?
That's how Australians speak. Steph doesn't sound like that. She has a very nice accent and her story is actually quite good. She says, I was working behind the bar at the Beer and Cider Festival, and it was getting late in the night, and because it was a day event, people were quite gone by this point. It was also a family event, as most beer and cider festivals are. So lots of people had brought their kids. There was a lady ordering a drink from me at the bar, and her friend who was smashed came up to her and was like, ha ha ha, look, I've got your baby. And then the woman was like, that's not my baby.
Oh.
The absolute terror and confusion in the friend's eyes was just amazing. And she just ran off to return the stolen baby.
She stole a baby.
Which,
I've got your baby. Which, by the way, is not a joke. That's not a practical joke that should ever be played. Hey, guess what? Look, I've got your baby.
What's that behind your ear? It's your baby.
It's your child that's been missing for 3 weeks.
That's a dangerous prank to play. It's living on the edge.
Already high risk. But if you are going to play a got your baby prank on somebody, I would advise just taking the extra 5 minutes to make sure it is their baby. Because now they have to go back to the actual parents of that baby and say, hey, I have your baby. Or don't go around stealing babies. As a rule, no matter how funny you think it's going to be, that's just not something you want to do. Well, that, I would say, pretty much rounds us off on Tales from Behind the Bar.
That was hectic. That was hectic. I didn't think when we started the segment of Tales Behind the Bar, we would be getting stories quite like that. I think that just goes to show the kind of shit that goes down in bars and pubs.
So thank you to everybody who sent in a tale from behind the bar. Sadly, we didn't get a chance to read everybody's on the air. But if you do have a cracking story from inside the hospitality industry, you can let us know by emailing lastcallinbox@gmail.com or going to thelastcallpodcast.co.uk and clicking Get Involved. And speaking of getting involved, we've also had a load of responses for this week's Desert Island question.
Yes. Which is...
You don't want to say the question?
It's bar snacks. We asked people what their favourite bar snacks were. What's your favourite bar snack to say to a desert island?
I've been struggling with this, but I think I'm leaning towards Scotch egg as my bar snack of choice. Love a Scotch egg in general. Been very vocal about this.
I'm not talking Scotch eggs with you again.
If you don't want to talk about Scotch eggs, what would your bar snack of choice be?
I don't know. I know I said baked camembert last week, but I'm a real sucker for sweet chili kettle chips.
So you go down the crisp road. I've got a few people that would agree with you on crisps.
Yeah?
Yes, I have got everything here. Sweet chili crisp being one of them. A lot of people saying cheese and onion crisps.
Ooh, that's a strong shout.
I have pickled egg and a packet of cheese and onion. That's one snack, it says. It's a pub Scotch egg.
What?
You don't know? You don't do this?
I've never heard of this.
You get a pickled egg and a packet of crisps. Once you've eaten the big crisps, you then put the pickled egg in the crisp packet and give it a shake. So all the seasoning and the little bits of crisps get on the pickled egg. And then you've got a pub Scotch egg.
I've never...
That is an excellent shout.
I've never had a pickled egg.
What?
I've had pickled onions.
That's not the same thing.
No, I know. I've never had a pickled egg. The only time I've ever seen pickled eggs is when they're in a jar in Moe's Tavern in The Simpsons. I've never seen a pickle. What does a pickled egg even look like? Does it still look like an egg?
Yeah, it looks like a boiled egg. Although sometimes slightly greener, depending on how long the jar has been open.
And then it's pickled. I don't understand that.
Yeah. It's delicious, and I think you should try it. Right. I've got one here that I think you might like. Big bowl of salty roast potatoes, if it counts.
What?
We have lost Guy to the giggles.
What? You just have a big bowl of roast potatoes. What? I don't know. Oh, man, I don't get that either. What do you mean? It's a big bowl of salty roast potatoes. Can you order that? Is that a thing?
What else have I got here?
Answer my question. Is that... Can you order that?
I have never seen it on a menu, but I'm sure if on a Sunday you asked... You can have a bowl of roast potatoes. And a lot of people have put chips, which is kind of the same thing, but deep fried instead of roasted.
That's a strong choice.
I have buttery garlic bread strips, like the ones in Pizza Express that are like pita bread, not thick.
Yeah, I like that.
Not a bad shout. What else do I have here? A lot of cheesy garlic bread, actually. Pita and hummus, dry roasted peanuts.
Ooh, pita and hummus.
Walker's crisps, and lots of olives.
Interesting. Interesting that they've named a brand.
Oh, well, if you want a named brand, I have one reply here that says, Serious Pig Snacking Cheese is the best I've ever had.
Okay. Snacking cheese?
I thought the same thing. I'm glad you asked. I looked it up. So this is from the Serious Pig website. I should point out that we're not sponsored by them. I literally just wanted to know what the fuck snacking cheese is. It says, crunchy snacking cheese. Whole virgin wheel of mature Italian Quattrocento cheese.
Oh, wow.
Crumbled. Ooh. And baked in a special oven. The result, a seriously crunchy 100% cheese snack that's off the chart tasty. It's a snacking game changer, mark our words.
Oh, wow. Wow. Oh, it sounds delicious.
I'd definitely try it. If anyone does want to try it, again, not sponsored by them, you can pick up a packet for £1.50 from seriouspig.london.
Nice.
Either way, I've got some more responses here. I have mozzarella sticks.
Ooh. I mean, anything along with cheese involved, I'm in.
I have one from our cousin Kate. Can you guess what her bar snack of choice is?
Thai, vegan, ultra healthy, whole foods, super economic and environmentally friendly, kale leaves.
That's exactly what I guessed, but no.
What is it?
She's put croquettes.
I bet they're sweet potato croquettes.
I reckon if we pressed her on this, yes, there'd be sweet potato croquettes. But potato croquettes, sweet potato croquettes, in any in
delicious.
Any sense,
have you ever had good mac and cheese croquettes?
Yes, I
have. We're going to get a lot of shit on how we're saying croquettes.
How should you be saying croquettes?
Croquettes? I don't know.
Croquettes? Croquetas? I have somebody here has put cheeseburger sliders.
I like that. I've got a lot of time for that because it is a bar snack. It's small enough to be a bar snack.
And then I got another one here from Sexy Lexi.
Oh, yeah.
He says calamari.
Oh, what a choice.
Have you got any good ones there?
So I've got a few for Thai chili crackers.
Mm, fair enough.
Very strong. Wasabi peas.
Oh, that's a great shout.
Mm. Interesting people going for quite hot things on a desert island.
Like spicy.
I've had a few votes for baked camembert. Shout out to all my camembert guys.
The camembros.
I got an Australian message. Chicken palmy.
What the fuck is a chicken palmy?
I'll tell you. It's breaded chicken with a little bit of ragu and...
Oh, and cheese, yes, chicken parmesan.
Yeah, exactly. I'll read you...
Is that a bar snack? Is that not just a main meal?
I'll read you the conversation. Does a palmy count? Sorry. Does a palmy count? I'd message back, geez, as a snack? Makes a very good point. Depends how long you're at the bar for. And I said... You're on a desert island, so I guess a long time. And then this person's replied, strategy. Got to be a full palmy then. Palmy, quality chips, served next to, not under, the chicken and a side salad.
But that is disqualified immediately for being a fucking meal.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a snack.
It's just a meal. I understand the logic you're trying to use, and I know there's a fine line between hot bar snacks and food. But otherwise, the guy who put cheeseburger sliders would just have a fucking burger. Or I'd have a whole roast chicken or a 30-ounce tomahawk steak.
Sorry, TMP, I tried. What else did I get? And then I got from the goat, Porky's mate, none of that baked camembert here in Norfolk.
That is an unbelievably accurate James Goodliffe impression, fair play.
It's certainly what he sounds like.
I got one here for cheesy chips.
Yes, definitely.
And I'd count that as well.
That's a snack.
If you start throwing side salads and chicken and ragu on there, then no, it's no longer a snack. But a side portion of cheesy chips counts as a bar snack.
We haven't, we've just named bar snacks. We haven't linked it onto a desert island.
What we should have said is just what's the best bar snack. Yeah. But the desert island thing helps frame it, I think. And our listeners desperately crave structure. You know what I was thinking the other day?
Go on.
Sometimes there's no easy way to segue.
No, there's not.
Well, that about rounds it out. Oh, God. Thank you to everyone who sent in their responses. We will have a similar survey question for you ready to go for week 3. In the meantime, if you have any comments or criticisms of the show, please send them in to lastcallinbox@gmail.com. That is time at the bar.
Time for us to finish our drinks and head home.
Until next time, you can keep up to date with everything we're doing at thelastcallpodcast.co.uk.
Please don't forget to take your glasses back to the bar, and we will see you next week. Take care. Stay safe.